I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. One frequent and bona fide complaint from Christians who think like Christians is that Christians who do not think like Christians are in control of the Christian infrastructure. To clarify, let me analogize. If you are a Christian, chances are you are a conservative, and generally you vote Republican. But this has been made more difficult in the past couple of decades because, of course, Republicans are not acting like conservatives, and they most certainly do not act like Christians. The frustrating part is that those non-conservative Republicans are temporarily in control of the federal civil government. That obviously makes it harder to implement conservative policy. The Republican establishment impedes conservatism. The same thing happens with Christianity. For example, on Christianity Today's website is this statement about institutional education. Quote, "Christians have long worked to provide high-quality education with an emphasis on Christian doctrine for their children, but more and more are uniting with their neighbors to bring reform to struggling public schools." End quote. It is difficult to implement Christian policy because people like those who work at Christianity Today continue to highlight the possibility that civil government schools can be reformed. It is not pessimism that prompts me to say they cannot be reformed. It is jurisdiction. There ought not be civil government schools because the civil government has no authority over another person's thought processes. Until the Christian establishment adopts Christian principles, expect more of the same in America. The Christian establishment buttressing the Republican establishment. Neither establishment is interested in Christian policy. Neither establishment knows exactly what is Christian policy. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.